if an area is pulsing like crazy and the intensity is really high, that doesn't necessarily mean that your horse is going to get better results. Sometimes less is more.
Welcome to the Equine Body Talks podcast. We'll be diving into the equine industry from the lens of a body worker, talking to other equine professionals and discussing scenarios around soft tissue work for all equine athletes. I'm Kim Krebs, your host. I've been working for over 2 decades in this industry as a loper, barn manager, and body worker. With the many horses I've worked with in all of these capacities, it has driven me to want to continually find out the why and the hows of equine biomechanics, health, and performance. My mentor and one of our industry's leaders, Tina Watkins of In-Hand Equine Therapy, will also be sharing hosting duties with me. Tina has been an equestrian her entire life and has dedicated the last 25 years to bringing bodywork forward as a professional career through her business, as well as education and teaching of future and current bodyworkers. This podcast is dedicated to opening the conversation around equine wellness, diving deeper into the whole body approach for equine performance horses. The majority of individuals working in the equine health field have many tools in their tool belts. There is never a case that is likely to require just one form of bodywork in their sessions. Whether it be through techniques such as massage, myofascial, craniosacral, or through the use of products such as magnets, red lights, and PEMF. Today, we're going to be looking at PEMF and talking to a qualified and insured bodyworker who utilizes this modality, Cassidy Barnert of Evolution Equisport Therapy. Cassidy comes to bodywork not only through her various studies. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology from the University of Calgary and gained a 2-year Equine Sports Therapy Certificate through the BC College of Equine Therapy, but also as an elite athlete and lifetime ranch girl herself. She grew up through the ranks of Pony Club and 4-H while working on her family's cattle farm in southern Alberta, where she continues to help out and ride. It is perhaps her training, though, as an elite athlete on the University of Calgary wrestling team that cemented her beliefs in having a village to keep an athlete feeling and performing at 100%. Whether you're a weekend trail rider or a fierce competitor, she believes in treating your horse like an athlete and is committed to working with other equine professionals on your wellness teams. PEMF stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Therapy. And just as the name implies, it sends a pulsed electromagnetic field through the tissue to increase cellular membrane permeability by mechanically contracting the cells and stimulating the opening of ion channels through the cell membrane, allowing better circulation of oxygen and nutrients to the cells, and carbon dioxide and waste products out of the cells. Cassidy is going to explain further in our conversation. But please note that while this sounds like an amazing product, and it is, it also requires an individual with a deep understanding of anatomy to know how to utilize it effectively and safely.
Well, Cassidy, we can't thank you enough for joining us here on the podcast. This is something we've been looking forward to discussing for quite some time, and we're just really stoked as well that you are now a part of the In-Hand Equine Therapy team and are going to be offering this service with your sessions as well. So we are talking, of course, all about PEMF today. So giving us a little bit of an introduction to PEMF itself, and then also what is it that made you want to get involved with it? What intrigued you about the modality?
For sure. So it actually started back in 2017. I was in my first year at the BC College of Equine Therapy. And one of our assignments that we had to research different modalities that weren't being covered in the course. And I actually saw a PMF ad pop up on my Facebook of all places. And I was like, that looks interesting. And I chose it as my research project. Did a little bit of interviewing of practitioners in my area, and it sounded really good on paper, but I wanted to see like the actual results and how it translated to working with the horses. So I had somebody out to work on my old bay gelding And I was blown away with the results and knew that I needed it as a tool in my career. So yeah, it was probably one of the quickest, most expensive purchases I've made ever. But I'm, yeah, very blown away with the results, and I'm very, very happy to include it in my sessions.
And can you tell us what is PEMF exactly, and give us a little bit of the breakdown of the modality, and then what some of those results were that you saw so drastically?
Yeah, so PEMF or PEMF is pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. It's a fantastic non-invasive drug-free modality, and it uses magnetic impulses to stimulate cell function. So it increases cell permeability by contracting and expanding the cells. And when you do that, you get more nutrient exchange. So you get all the good stuff, your water, your nutrients, minerals into the cell more easily. And you get your waste products like carbon dioxide, lactic acid out of the cell, and you get that increased circulation. So overall, if you have a healthier cell, you have a healthier system and a healthier body overall. When it comes to, so that's more of the like scientific explanation of what it does to the body on a results basis. It is really efficient at decreasing pain, increasing circulation, increasing range of motion and energy. And those are the things that I noticed on my horse, is the increased range of motion, the increased energy overall just seemed healthier.
No, that's a super description. And the machines themselves are measured in Gauss. Is that correct?
Yes.
And can so you tell listeners that don't understand that what that, you know, what that means exactly?
Yeah, exactly. So the magnetic output is measured in Gauss. It's really important for listeners to understand that there are tons of different levels. And within our machine use, if you are an FEI competitor, it is important to note that only a certain intensity can be used on your horse. It's pretty rare to even go up that high, but it is an important thing to remember. I focus more on hertz just with my machine, which is your beats per second or your frequency. Basically, if you have that higher frequency, so more beats per second, it's going to be a lower intensity. And that is really good for things like soft tissue work, working more on sensitive tissue like organs, and then your higher intensity, but the lower frequency would be more for your joints, your bones, your hard structures. So that's kind of what to look for when it comes to intensity.
So obviously you have to have an understanding of a large range of topics here. You need to understand what the Gauss and the Hertz and the way that the machine itself works on the horse, but then you also have to understand the anatomy of the horse and have knowledge of where are the organs located, where are the larger muscles located, so that you can have the proper frequency and the proper strength going to those areas without overburdening the horse. What is your take in terms of, you obviously went through the bodywork program prior to then getting into PEMF, but there are people that get into PEMF without having a bodywork background. Is that right? Or do they regulate that in any ways?
No. So unfortunately, PEMF is not a regulated industry, just like bodywork. Anyone can purchase a machine. Anyone can use one. There's no required training. I always encourage people, if they are looking for someone to do PEMF on themselves or on their horse, that they really do some research on who they're having out, because I think it's so important that they go through the training to understand PEMF inside and out. And it's even better if they do have a bodywork background or a strong understanding of science and anatomy and those things to bring to the session, because the results will just be that much better when there is that greater understanding. I think anyone can stand and operate a machine if they had to, but to truly understand it, to truly get the results and get the maximum benefit for the horse, I think it's so important that they do have the training for their machine. Different companies offer different training of varying levels for sure, but it's not mandatory. So I really encourage that any PEMF professionals out there listening to get that training, and anyone who's looking for a PEMF professional to ask them about how they've learned about it and what their training is. Are they doing continuing ed? Are they always looking to learn? And I think that's so important, not only for PMF professionals, but for all body workers.
Yeah, I think those are great points, Cassidy, especially because one of my next questions for you is going to be, you know, people hear about the word magnet and they like that it's giving off that magnetic force, as you had said, but they get a bit confused between why you would need that in a machine that's actually doing the pulsing versus just putting on a magnet blanket, or maybe using those little like mag boys that are those little rollers that have some magnets. So could you go through just a little bit on what the difference is with the pulse and then why you choose to use that and how the body's being affected?
I think the biggest thing that it comes down to is the intensity that it's giving off, essentially. So things like a magnetic blanket or more static magnets, they are absolutely fantastic. However, you're going to have to use them more often or more frequently than the higher intensity pulsing magnetic machines. So this isn't like perfect science, but I always say one PEMF pulsed magnetic session is equal to 30 to 60 days of wearing the magnetic blanket. So they're both going to get you somewhere, but the PMF will get you those results quicker. And then the other thing is the pulsing versus static. Again, it's just that pulsing is going to create that contracting and expanding of the cell, which is going to get that nutrient exchange happening more readily. And that is how you'll get those results quicker.
And then can we ask you just one more time about, you've mentioned your machine a couple times and that you had done the research, but could we go back just a little bit and hear, not maybe a, like an actual account of all the different machines, but could you even just give us a little idea of approximately how many machines are out there, or why, maybe even a better question is why machines differ?
Yeah, for sure. So there's lots of options. When I first started, it's almost overwhelming to kind of decide who do you purchase from if you're a body worker, or who, like what machine is better and what professional should I use if I'm bringing this in. It definitely is or has the potential to be overwhelming. I chose Pulse Equine machines, partly because that was the machine I was exposed to when I had the girl come out and work on my horse. I did do my research across all of those middle range intensity machines. And when I refer to that, it's those are the machines that have the higher intensity, the frequency, the attachments are loops. There's blankets on the market that are kind of that lower to mid range intensity. It definitely depends on what fits your practice the best. So for me, I really like the loops and the middle range machines. I like that I could have them at, like, I have the Pulse Equine machine, and I like that I can have it at a lower intensity as well. I can turn it up and get that little bit higher intensity so I can work on a range of issues from soft tissue all the way up to joint issues. And the other thing that I really like and why I chose the Pulse Equine system is their design is fantastic. The equipment is professional. It's very sturdy. It honestly, my machine has been knocked over and beaten up, taken a beating, going to different barns, and it is absolutely sturdy, whereas some of the other machines out there aren't necessarily built for that barn transportation. Some are more for a clinical, more human practice. And then the other thing that I really like is that the loops, I can see what's happening to the tissue while using the PMF. That's the one big thing why I chose the PMF with the loops as opposed to going with like Centurion or Beamer, where it's just a blanket. I think there's tons of value to that. But me, because I use both massage and PMF at the same time, I like to have that visual of what's happening under the loops. And I feel like I don't have that if it was a full blanket. And then the other piece to that too, is that I like that I can dial in on the intensity and the frequency of those loops for a specific area, whereas it's a little more general whole body when you're dealing with like a blanket, which again, pros and cons to both. And I think it just comes down to whatever fits your practice best.
One of the questions that I have that I've gotten from a lot of the veterinarians I work with is they are concerned about PEMF because of the amount of drainage that can happen all at once and that the body can get overwhelmed by that. I know that when you and I have talked about this, you have mentioned and explained it really well in that that's where it comes into the practitioner actually watching what's happening, reading the tissue and being able to evaluate. So with you being a body worker and really working on your body work skills, could you just talk to us a little bit about how you evaluate that tissue versus somebody else maybe that is working and is a very nice individual and a nice human, but maybe doesn't have the training behind them to realize what's happening with the tissue?
Absolutely. So that is a fantastic question. I am constantly adjusting my machine and checking in with the horse because it changes. And it's not just about put the loops on the horse, crank it to this setting and stand beside them and make conversation for a while. It's so important to be constantly checking in, constantly adjusting. And I often find too that different areas, even the slightest shift, changes response. And it's really important to be constantly checking in. Because if too much PMF is like performed at once, the horse can be sore, it can be fatigued. It's just the same as if you go to the gym and go work out too hard one day. It's very similar mechanism, right? So it's important to always be checking in. And I think that if you don't have that experience behind you or that education, you don't notice those little changes horse to horse because every horse is an individual. I've never worked on a horse and just been able to apply like the same intensity to 10 others at the same barn. So yeah, it's really important to check in, to be constantly adjusting, to not only be watching where the loops are and what's happening within those loops, but also how it's translating down the body. Because the nice thing with being able to do body work at the same time is I can feel changes happening. Say I have the PMF on the shoulders and I'm working on the back, is that you can feel changes happening in places where even the PMF is not. So that can also influence the session. Like there's so much to it to stand there and hold the loops.
A lot of owners are going to be listening to this podcast and that's a great thing for owners to be looking at. Is the person that is providing the service, are they evaluating the horse as you go? Are they able to explain to you why they've chosen the area they're working on? Are they really engaged in the session? Or like you said, are they just applying the loops to the horse? Now, we've used the word loop several times, and there's going to be people out there that have never seen PMF. So I know that this is just audio, but could you describe to us what you're meaning by the loops?
Yeah, definitely. With machines like the Pulse Equine machine or MagnaWave, those are kind of the two big companies that you might hear of. Some of the equine attachments that they have these large or varying sizes of loops. So there are large loops, there are medium-sized loops, and there are small loops, obviously all for different applications over the body, but they are copper coils that are surrounded by a rubber tubing, and that is what delivers the magnetic impulse from your machine to the horse.
And do the loops go on both sides of the horse at the same time? Does the practitioner adjust that depending on what they want to see with the outcome?
Yeah, so it's 100% dependent on the horse for sure. With the Pulse Equine, it's a butterfly loop. So there's two loops, so they can be stacked. Yeah, there's certain applications where you maybe want a little bit more intensity on one side. So you could place them both on one side of the horse. It definitely just depends on what you're trying to achieve and what intensity you're going for, because That's another important thing to mention, is that when they're split over the horse, they're going to be less intensity, as opposed to when those loops are stacked, say, on a shoulder, there's going to be increased intensity. So that's where it's really important that your PMF professional is adjusting constantly to address that, and that they understand, yeah, why they are choosing the position they're choosing.
And you've mentioned on a number of occasions now, you really want to make sure that you're treating each horse as an individual. Do you find, or have you found, that there are horses that do not tolerate either the pulsation or even the magnets? I know in my practice, when I very first started, magnets were something that were introduced to us, and I definitely noticed, and these were just the small static magnets to deal with very local areas, there were horses that just did not tolerate magnets whatsoever and could not handle that.
Yeah, so the one thing that I do like about the PEMF is that it is very relaxing and soothing to the horse. Oftentimes, maybe in the first 5 minutes, especially if they haven't had much body work done or if they've never seen the PMF before, it might take a little bit just to get them used to the sensation and introduced to the machine. It kind of looks a little funny with the loops, but usually after that 5 minutes, oftentimes they are quite relaxed. And again, it comes down to the intensity that you're using, that lighter intensity, higher frequency, really relaxing for the horse. Sometimes if you, say, shift the loops down the horse's back, it might be a little bit more sensitive if you didn't adjust the intensity, and they might not like it as much. So again, that just goes back to adjusting it regularly to the different areas on the body. And I've found 99% of the horses absolutely love it.
Are there any contraindications for when you would or would not use PEMF on a horse?
Yes, so there is lots of contraindications. And I think that this isn't always broadcasted. Sometimes it's like, oh, PMF is great for everything. And while yes, it has a wide range of applications, there are certain contraindications. So I do not use PMF on horses that are pregnant. There's not a ton of studies, but it's just better to be safe than sorry. So I always avoid using the magnetics on pregnant mares. The other thing is areas that are actively bleeding. So while PMF is great for wound healing down the line, if there is a fresh wound that hasn't quite got that scabbing over it, I would not use it because, again, PMF increases that circulation and you don't want to increase circulation to an area that is bleeding. And then the other really big contraindication doesn't apply as much to horses, but it is important for owners to understand as well. It is very contraindicated for electrical implanted devices. So things like pacemakers, cochlear implants, diabetic implants, things like that have an electrical current, it is contraindicated for. So I always double check with, say, if somebody's holding the horse, just to make sure that they don't have those. PMF has the ability to turn off pacemakers, and I do not want to be responsible for that. So I think it's super important that they're checking in with the owners and people around, just to make sure, again, better to be safe than sorry. And then the other contraindication, not as much a contraindication, but if there are new injuries or things that you're not comfortable with, things like neurologic issues, it's just so good to have it evaluated by a vet and have PMF approved before you pursue it. Just so much more valuable to do it that way.
Yeah, that team approach that you just mentioned is huge. I think our team here, the three of us, are really big on the team approach. And I think without it, you just don't get anywhere or as far as you should be getting. So I think that's great to mention. You did mention as you were speaking there, the amount of times you come to see a horse, and I know it's probably case dependent, but could you give us just a little bit of an outline of what you normally suggest to people with, for instance, maybe go for us with a horse that's just on maintenance to maybe more of a sport horse?
It is a very, like, that is the golden question. It is super dependent on each individual horse. I'm not one to necessarily put them in a box of like a protocol, but from a basic maintenance for a horse that is actively rode, I guess, I would work on that horse on a similar like schedule to like your farrier, right? Your six to eight weeks. And that's for lightly ridden horses. Whereas more of your performance horses, they're working harder. You're expecting a lot more out of them. And for those types of horses, I would bump it up to that monthly level. And then for those that like are injured, if you're dealing with a specific injury, the frequency can be quite shortened up to a couple times a week. Again, when I am evaluating a horse, it's pretty unlikely to overpulse in the sense of duration or frequency. You run into more issues with intensity. So there are certain injuries where I want to see that horse regularly. Yeah, it's 100% dependent on the horse, and that always is a hard question to answer.
And do you find even when you're doing more of a regime, like you just mentioned, where your horse is needing more sessions in a row, do the sessions last longer, like during the actual session, or is the time frame dependent on always what you're feeling in the tissue, or how does the time frame work when you're looking at having a pep session for your horse?
I have a protocol in my mind, and that can be individualized for each horse. So the loops will be placed on the area of concern for a minimum of 2 minutes, and that increases depending on the issue. So I always do a whole body session. I'm not one to go out and do just spot treatments on like a knee or a hock or whatnot. So it's always a whole body session. So they always typically last about 60 minutes. The amount of time spent on certain areas varies within that, but it is, each area is pulsed for a minimum of 2 minutes.
Cassidy, when you're working on a horse, or when people have seen PMF at a barn before, you've mentioned before that you're very careful with the output of the machine. Can you just explain to us about a little bit more about how that maybe could be overused, or, you know, that more is not always better when you're looking at this type of therapy?
If an area is pulsing like crazy and the intensity is really high, that doesn't necessarily mean that your horse is going to get better results. Sometimes less is more. And again, it comes down to the professional's experience in that some areas respond with a very small intensity and we get fantastic results through the tissue. And some areas, particularly maybe the hamstrings, some of those bigger muscles in the hind end, maybe need a little bit more, but it is super important that they are constantly adjusting the intensity, because more doesn't mean better and different areas respond to different intensities.
That's the key, is really understanding and being able to watch the tissue, again, have knowledge of anatomy and know what it is that's happening with the machine, and reading the horse too, so that it may be that even from session to session, you're dealing with an area that is fine one day, then the next one, the horse is very uncomfortable with that. And if you can't read the situation as a professional, then you likely need to have more training.
And it all comes down to the fact that, yeah, it's not the only tool, because there are certain instances where massage is the most appropriate solution for that area. And then there are some instances where PMF is, and there's some instances where things like taping or other modalities like acupuncture or energy work or all of the millions of things that different people can do may be more appropriate. And I think it's important to recognize that PMF isn't the be all end all, and that there are lots of options, and that option is dependent on the horse's issues.
Because you incorporate both body work and PEMF right into your sessions, why did you choose to do that? Or why did you choose not to just offer either a PEMF session or a body work session? Why the reason to combine the two at the same time?
I like to use both at the same time, dependent on what the horse's needs are. So I don't sell like just PMF because the horse may need massage. And I don't sell just massage because the horse may also benefit from PMF. And during my sessions, there are certain areas where maybe getting in there with massage is just a little too much. And the nice thing is I can use the PMF to kind of help settle the area at a super low intensity. And then I can get in there with massage to help break up some of those adhesions. So they go hand in hand that way. On the opposite end, sometimes it's nice to get in there, massage out the tissue, and then I can use PMF to help move that circulation in and out of that area, which really helps with any like post-massage soreness that may occur. So they really go hand in hand. There's different applications of using it before or after massage, but together I find they're a greater tool than apart. And even for myself, I enjoy having the combination because it's easier on my hands. I feel like having my hands around the PMF relieves some tension that I get from massaging horses. So from a body worker's perspective, it's nice to kind of have that combination. By the end of the day, your hands aren't completely sore and crippled. So yeah, I find using them together, there's just so many benefits as opposed to using them apart.
You just mentioned their sport horses in your last set of comments. Can you tell us a little bit, like, would you be using PEMF before an event or a show? Would you do it during if it was a long event or a show? Would you use it after? What are some of the protocols for its use in sport?
PMF is safe to use like at competition. You can ride after a session, which is fantastic. That being said, I am unlikely to pulse the horse right before a competition or during a competition that I've never seen before. So if you've never had PEMF done on your horse, I tend to encourage them to either wait until after their competition or book another day that's not right around their competition day. Just because horses respond differently, right? Some are super energized by it and others are a little more fatigued. And if you're running a barrel horse, you do not want a fatigued horse under you. So I always encourage people that even though it is good to use at the time of show, that you have it done prior, a few days prior to the event to see how, at minimum, to see how they respond. And then that can kind of provide a basis for you of, if you want to use a competition day, you know what you're dealing with.
Can you just take us through a little bit? What would a session look like?
My sessions typically start off, I send an intake form prior. And again, that touches base on issues, who is involved on your horse's team, and to just confirm that we're not dealing with any contraindications or anything like that, to get that intake form. And then when I show up, I try to stay organized, starting with a gait analysis to watch the horse walk, see where there's areas of restriction while they're moving. And then I just evaluate the horse's posture just at a distance, seeing how they stand comfortably, kind of seeing where my eyes are drawn to areas of tension, and then getting in there with my hands to palpate, doing some of the range of motion testing. And then that provides, between the assessment and the intake form, quite a good picture of areas that I need to focus on. And as I said before, I always do a whole body session, even though I might spend more time in certain areas. I believe that it's super important to always do a whole body because there is so much compensation that happens, and areas that maybe like look sore actually stem from another part of the body. So I always try to keep that in the back of my mind of how is this all connected to the bigger picture. Doing my session, it often involves the massage, the stretching, the PMF, also doing kinesiology taping. So different modalities are included within the session, and then finishing up with those exercises that would help that horse to continue to feel the benefits of the treatment afterwards. I think it's so important to have all of those components rather than just applying the loops to the horse, because while PMF is a fantastic tool, there's no tool out there that is the be all end all. And I think that bringing that whole package together of the assessment, the very individualized session with multiple modalities and those exercises, I think you're going to get way better results than just relying on one single tool, no matter how fantastic. Like, don't get me wrong, it is a fantastic tool and I absolutely love it, but it's a tool, it's not the entire session. So.
And you did a great job of explaining, you know, how you do some assessments from looking at the horse. Is PEMF ever used as an assessment when you're going along? Does the machine also give you enough feedback that it builds into that assessment you're doing?
Yes, for sure. So when those areas are jumping or pulsing, areas that are weaker or where the cells are more depleted tend to pulse a little bit more, a little bit differently. And it really does come down to your like PMF professionals experience to be able to interpret those. And so sometimes you will see, especially going down the back, and since we ride horses and saddle fit isn't always amazing, certain areas might pulse more than other areas. And so that can be an indicator that maybe there's something going on there. And it might even be like subclinical. If you can't feel anything, it's just that those cells are depleted and need a little bit of a boost. So yes, PMF can provide that little bit of a visual and a little bit more to your assessment. It is not like a diagnostic machine at all. It can't diagnose, but it definitely can give you little bits of indicator of, okay, this side seems to be pulsing more than the other side. Let me feel around in here and see what else I can find. And the nice thing with that is that it almost is validating sometimes, because I go through the assessment and I go through with my hands first, and that it's sometimes validating when the PMF is applied that my assessment matches what the cells are showing. So sometimes it is a little pat on the back.
If you had a professional come to work on your horse and you're asking them questions about the PEMF machine and how it works, or you're interviewing them on the phone to see if you'd like them to come, what are some of the things that that individual could ask, or some of the questions that the end user could ask to ensure that they're getting the level of PEMF professional that they're looking for?
Definitely ask them about their training, if they're insured. There is definitely options out there for people who use PMF to get insurance. So I think as a professional myself, it's super important. It might be a little added fee, but this is your business. This is people's horses that you're dealing with. You need to have that insurance behind you to support you. So definitely I encourage owners to ask about insurance, ask about their training, if they've done the training for the machine, if they've done other training, even if it's more related to body work or any other healing modality. And then the other thing to look out for is language. Is words that we're not allowed to use are practitioner. We cannot say that it treats or cures any specific ailment. So just paying attention to the language they use. Another one that I like to bring up is alternative versus complementary. So I try to avoid the word alternative, because that implies instead of our conventional medicine. Whereas if they're using words like complementary, where it implies to be used in combination with conventional medicine, in combination with other modalities, I think that that's super important too, is that it isn't the be all end all, and that it is super important that they are willing to be involved in your horse's whole team.
Well, that's awesome, Cassie. I can't thank you enough for coming on and taking the time to describe PEMF. As I said in earlier, that you definitely have this as part of the sessions that you work with in hand. And not only do you work with equines, we should mention, you also work with canines. Can you tell us how is best for people to connect with you?
You can find my Facebook page or use my website, evolutiontherapy.ca. Or contact me at cassidy@evolutiontherapy.ca.
Cassidy did a phenomenal job clarifying some misconceptions around PEMF, as well as reiterating how it's such an individual plan to determine, for each horse, what is appropriate or not in regards to not only PEMF, but bodywork in general. There is no one product, gadget, modality, or person that is the magic pill to create the perfect, healthiest, and most competitive horse. Each horse has their own unique makeup that requires a team of individuals to help them reach their full potential, just as human athletes do. Modalities like PEMF can offer a wide range of benefits to a large majority, but having a relationship with those people on your horse's wellness team is going to be critical in determining if that modality is the best for their health and/or the best bang for your buck. Always having a diagnosis from the veterinarian is likely the first and most productive step you can take. Then, in conjunction with their plan of treatment, adjunct modalities can be added to gain further benefit. You will save time and money instead of having multiple individuals out to guess or try something different that hopefully gives results. Oftentimes the latter, making owners feel better with a placebo effect, if nothing else. Red flags should be raised if an individual is offering their services as an alternative to veterinary medicine. We can't plead with you enough to ensure that you and your horse are surrounded by a wellness team that you both can communicate fully with and with whom they can communicate amongst themselves as well. Cassidy is one such individual that works in conjunction with many team wellness plans. If you'd like to connect with her further, you can reach her through her social media sites at Evolution Equisport Therapy, as well as her website, evolutiontherapy.ca. As the newest member of the In-Hand Equine Therapy team, you can also connect with Cassidy through here at office@inhandtherapy.com. Thank you for listening to this episode. We appreciate each rating and review you can give to help grow this podcast. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook under Equine Body Talks, or connect with us by email at equinebodytalks@gmail.com. To learn more about courses by In-Hand Equine Therapy, please follow them on Instagram and Facebook as well, and their online course platform at inhandequinetherapy.podia.com. Remember to always be an advocate for your horse, and not be afraid to open the conversation around your horse's wellness team.